learning from that is going to be huge. I'm happy that it happened now, obviously, so I can learn from it and just take some technique things I need to work on. And then as a unit, we gotta run the ball better. I mean, start the game like that. We got to get the running backs a chance, so I definitely put that on us, the offensive line.
Was that tough, though, on that sack? It was almost like you were picked in a way, right? Like someone was in front of you and you couldn't.
Yeah, but I saw it coming. I mean, Eli made the right call. I should have came down. I should have blocked him. It was just, honestly, I thought he was going to work out and contain, so I kind of tried to hedge my bet, and it was, I mean, obviously made the wrong decision. So that hurts, and you never want to see your quarterback down. So, you know, learn from it and get better. So I'm excited for this week because very similar defense, very similar, you know, obviously Pagano and Rex Ryan coming from Baltimore. So I'm excited to get back out there. I can't wait to practice today.
It seemed like you talked to a bunch of players. Everyone said they didn't play well. I mean, was that your sense? It was kind of a...
I feel like we may have let, you know, one play affect the next play. You know, it was 10 guys getting the play right, maybe one guy, you know, having a misstep. So as yourself, you have to make sure that's not you. And then, you know, everyone takes that mentality. Then we have all 11 guys on the same page. And there was a couple where it was just like if we had another foot or just stayed on that block a second longer. So that's a mentality that we're going to have to, you know, start here in practice. And we had been getting better at it. And unfortunately, we took that step backwards.
Is there a big difference between the checks and calls that you made last year and this year? I mean, I know the verbiage is different, but the way that you do it, is it a lot different?
Yeah, I mean, in the run game, it's a lot different. I think in pass protection, we got to make sure we get up there and get on the ball and give Eli time to, you know, look at the defense and make the corrections we need to make. But it's not too much different. It's just all of us being on the same page and making the calls.
When you look at the offense the past two games, the first team offense, it's not really been smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, are you sitting there saying, you know, we're close, or are you sitting there going, we need to really pick it up or we're going to get stomped?
No, I think in the first two games, there were some points in the games where we're like, hey, if we can just be on the same page, we're going to be all right. And we saw how close we were. And I think this past week, the step back, we really have to make sure we get back to where we were and beyond in those first two games. And making sure we're putting together drives, getting first downs, our mentality is just get that first down out of the way, and then things kind of relax and you calm down. So I think, you know, this is a big week for us, and the first unit, obviously, we can probably learn a thing or two from the second and third teams who went out there, and they played great, so, you know, hats off to them.
You can sense why people on the outside are really wondering and upset. You know, this new offense, you know, they watched the last couple of games and the first
team. Oh, of course. I mean, yeah, we're having three and outs. You know, 1 yard runs where, you know, you want to have those 3-4 yard runs, and then that builds. So I can definitely see what the frustration is. But I see what we see on film. There's corrections that need to be made, and we make those corrections. And I mean, we're going to be all right. I got faith in these guys in this room, and I know the type of mentality we have, everyone's going to come to work. And I know this is going to be a good week for us, and we're going to expect to play well on Friday.
Are you looking at this as like the last real?
No, I think that. We have two games to go, and I'm going in with the mentality that we have to play well in both these games. We have to play well this week, and I never want to get ahead of myself, so I just really want to go out there and as an offensive unit, play well, put together drives, and have that good feeling in our stomach.
Were you guys especially vague, though, considering that you play Indy in the regular season? Was there an effort to really not show anything against them?
I have no idea. I mean, that was something that you'd have to talk to the coach about, but you know what's great about it? We get to play Indy again. I mean, I'm excited to go out there and play those guys again because I definitely have something to prove to Indianapolis, and we're going to get in a second crack at it. All right, cool.
We were talking to Weston before. He was talking about, you know, coming in as a rookie. I mean, Coach Coughlin made it sound like that, you know, he might be in line for a promotion to get more first-team reps, wherever that may be.
Yep.
You were kind of in that position last year. I mean, you came here. There wasn't necessarily an obvious spot that you were going to slide in. And then when you got the opportunity, you never gave it up. I mean, do you sense that from him a little bit, that he's been working and working, trying to wait for that?
He's definitely been, you know, working hard. And I think the way we are is the best five guys are going to go out there. I don't think there's a set five right now that you can say, hey, these are the five guys that we're going to have. I mean, if you're not playing well enough and someone behind you is playing better, they should get the opportunity to play. That's going to bring out the best in everybody. So I think Weston's got to keep working hard. And last year, you know, it was kind of the same way when I talked to Chris Knee about this a lot, because when he was given the opportunity to play when he was young, and I was given the opportunity to play right away, and I didn't necessarily deserve it. You know, Dave Deal went down, and I had to play because I had to. So with that mentality, you got to go out there and earn it. They gave you that spot for a reason. I was the first-round pick, Weston the second-round pick. When you go out there, you have to earn that right to be out there and playing, because, you know, obviously getting the position because of where I was at and the injuries. But at the end of the day, the best five guys are going to be out there and playing. It doesn't matter.